This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A new antibiotic-resistant, hyper-virulent superbug has been discovered in China. Lancet Medical Journal reported on this days ago, and it's gotten no coverage. We have a story at Infowars.com by David Bowman. New antibiotic-resistant hyper-virulent superbug discovered in China. Superbug declared an alarming evolutionary event. Now, we know they're manipulating the weather, but we really know genetic engineers are manipulating viruses and bacteria, and a lot of it's being done with these chimeras and cross-species creations that are being made for pharmacological crops. The crops are the humanoids being grown up inside the gestation facilities of cows and pigs and then being harvested. That's mainstream news, MIT, you name it, but not popularly pushed. They just reported here and there so they can say, oh, you knew about that, so that when it all comes out into full consciousness, they don't get in trouble. They're titrating the dose, inoculating you psychologically to accept this and prepare for this. But they don't want a movement launched to say that clones and chimeras and humanoids have rights. Scientists in Hangzhou, China, have discovered a new strain of antibiotic-resistant pneumonia, which spreads incredibly fast following a 2016 outbreak in a hospital, ICU, which led to the deaths of five patients ranging in age from 53 to 73. Now, it's bacterial pneumonia. The findings published in Lancet, researchers conclude that the triple threat posed by the new superbug poses a substantial threat to human health because they are simultaneously hyper-virulent, multi-drug resistant, and highly transmittable. It spreads quickly. It replicates quickly. It is very resistant to wide-spectrum drugs, and it's easy to transmit. Airborne. An airborne, mutagenic superbug. K. pneumonia, IST11CR-HVKP. Or lovingly called the angel of death. The liberals would call it the angel of love. They're the ones always calling for mass extermination. They'll probably get what they want sooner rather than later. And then they'll beg. In a deadly combination of two previously known strains of pneumonia, one which shrugs off all the toughest antibiotics, and the other which is classified as very severe and hypervirulent in terms of how lethal it is and how quickly it spreads. Man, I'm looking at our headline. It's not even strong enough. It needs to be scientists discover 12th monkey bug. I mean, scientists discover grim reaper pneumonia. Scientists discover Stephen King's The Stand, for real. I mean, this is just crazy when you actually know about pneumonia and you know how deadly it is and you know about how it's been mutating, and then now these two previously super deadly strains have mutated together. Man. And it's always coming out of China. Always all the gifts come out of China. The slave labor, the suicide nets, the death factories, and all the liberal groups run it. All the Apple factories, all the Facebook, all the... Oh, it's so loving. It's so liberal. While we're busy pulling down Confederate statues and foaming at the mouth over Trump trying to turn the economy on and trying to repeal the ripoff that's Obamacare, written by the evil Republicans that oppose him, while all this is happening in Hurricane Irma, barrels down, Category 6, just like in the movie, the science fiction horror movie, World War Z, where does it come out of? China. Of course, they politically changed it because that was politically incorrect, the book, because it, you know, that'd be racist if anything came out of Asia. It's just nothing but kittens come out of there. When people go to the bathroom in Asia, flowers and glitter shoot out like unicorns. So in World War Z, it comes out of New York City. But anyways, this is real. This isn't World War Z. So everybody that thinks there are too many people, I think you should line up over in China and start breathing it in.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
This planet is a spaceship 2/3 of the way out on our little spiraled arm galaxy orbiting a standard yellow sun. And on this planet, there's 7.5 billion people. There's a dictatorship run by a third generation king, Kim Jong-un, who never took the field in battle for his kingdom, but perches upon hydrogen bombs and atomic bombs and delivery systems thanks to the Clintons and the globalists arming them to create tension in the region. Now we have major Democratic Party groups cheering Kim Jong-un on against Trump and the USA. And we have had the armistice for the ceasefire since 1953, but that more and more looks like it's coming to an end. We also have new antibiotic-resistant hyper-virulent superbug discovered in China that is the most deadly combination ever, simultaneously hyper-virulent, multi-drug-resistant, and highly transmissible. We'll be getting into ST11CRHVKP, the most deadly pneumonia ever discovered. This was in Lancet Journal 3 days ago, 4 days ago. No coverage. One of our writers saw it, wrote the article on it. I cannot believe this is not bigger news. This is insane. We have Irma, the strongest hurricane ever recorded in 60-plus years of scientific recording, 180-plus miles an hour, making it a Category 6 officially. Again, typhoons in the Pacific get up to 180. hurricanes, never above 165. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the strongest hurricane, stronger than the last eight storms combined. And most of its tracks have it going right up the Keys to the center of the state of Florida into Tennessee, Georgia, you name it. So, get ready. We are living in biblical times, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, deranged leftists think Trump is creating racist hurricanes. That's the article up on Infowars.com with MSNBC and CNN both saying that it's distracting from the Russian narrative and that the name Irma, people aren't as concerned because it's sexist naming it after a woman. So anything they can project on to divert the population into their mental illness palace. Mike Cernovich, great investigative journalist, constantly breaking hardcore stories. They've gone from 6 months ago claiming you were making stuff up to dreading you, and with McMaster saying you're public enemy number one for trying to defend this whole populist reboot of America that Trump is just riding a wave on. We support him, but that's what's happening. So what is the state of our world today? The quickening, the intensification, the insanity, the wars, good things and bad things are all accelerating for every action and equal and opposite reaction. It's been said throughout history that you enter these quickening times and that things seem to be connected and things get more and more crazy. Where would you say we are right now, Mike Cernovich? Good to have you here.
Oh, my pleasure. We're definitely approaching the singularity because our time is becoming dilated now, where I always ask people, how long ago was it when Kathy Griffin pulled her little ISIS beheading stunt? How long ago was Scaramucci fired? Everything is happening.
Seems like 1,000 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. So our time is becoming dilated because we're approaching the singularity. Whatever that means, we don't know yet because we've never been in the singularity. But our time now is being accelerated, right, where a second feels like a minute, right? We live so much in a day now. A full day now feels like a month, and a month feels like a year, and a year feels like a decade. I mean, think about it. We hadn't even met. Feels like I knew you 10 years, 20 years. We met, for the first time a few months ago? It's crazy, right? So I think that everybody...
Time is changing.
Yeah, our perception of time is changing, and our...
By the time this film comes out you're making, it'll be archaeological.
Well, that's actually why we're trying to get it out by Christmas.
It's a time capsule.
Yeah, yeah, because by the time we get it out by Christmas, people are like, well, fake news isn't even the topic du jour now. There's a different topic du jour, and the things that you're bringing up...
By the way, I'm not shooting down the film. It's important to have these evergreen time capsules where we slow down in this warp and kind of document what happened in that period to understand what's happening now. Some say this big simulation is actually by our species, looking back at what went wrong previously, and that it's not a simulation in silicon, but a true three-dimensional simulation in deep space.
Well, I mean, if you...
Kind of a film.
Yeah.
We're all in a film.
Well, just like what we're in a simulation. Yeah, of course we're in a simulation. And it's just like when you use fruit flies or whatever, a fast reproducing organism, to study what would happen over 1,000 generations,
exactly,
over time. Whatever the simulation we're in is accelerating our passage of time now to see how people react to more events happening in a future time. So the simulation, it could just be the law of the simulation that the...
Don't the globalists get that they've lost control and it's all over? I mean, and they should try to get control of themselves, because we're all in this together. We better start having open debates about what's happening, or there's no future, like Elon Musk is saying. He thinks AI race could ignite World War III as a much greater threat than North Korea.
Well, once you have the AI on the blockchain, so the blockchain is going to create an unsensible internet, essentially, which is a beautiful thing, the idea that you could create entire networks, social networks on the blockchain. But what happens when the AI goes over to the blockchain, and that's something else that nobody in the media really wants to...
It'll then interface and know everything we're doing.
Yeah, everywhere you walk. And then what happens when they put blockchains on us that we can't even see? We'll become part of the distributed ledger. So everybody will have...
And then they say, oh, we've got to tear down this whole old part of the city because the printable city can do it much quicker. And then the first tests are just a block. Then it's a half a city. And then somebody hacks into that AI system, and it can chew up the whole planet in 2 hours and rewrite the entire planet in 2 hours once you launch that AI system.
Well, yeah, I read a great article, actually, in Forbes on how Walmart's using the blockchain. I should actually send it to producers because I really want to talk
about it. Don't you get the printable city is going to be the real weapon?
Well, we don't know.
The Genesis
weapon.
That's
the point. We don't know what's going to happen when they can track us. So in this article now, they're using the blockchains for supply fulfillment and supply tracing so they can say, where do these mangoes come from? And they could just type in the ledger, and they can find it within
its entire history and the fertilizer that was used and the tree it came from and who worked on it. Almost an omnipresent three-dimensional documentation of that.
Right. So then what happens when we have...
That gives the AI total surveillance.
Yeah, and then we'll have serial numbers on all of us, and then anywhere you go, anytime you pass a... That's the whole thing. We've all been worried about, you know, the government spying on us and everything, but as we've learned with how Google is monitoring everything you do, every time you use a Google map, Google is putting it into the deep learning machine and tracking you.
And then they can predict the future. And then once you're able to predict the future, they're able to add stimuli to manipulate us through the algorithm, through our subconscious, because the computer can see a map of our subconscious from our actions that our conscious mind is unaware of. It knows our rhythms. It knows our activities. And then that's the end of consciousness.
Oh, sure. It knows what advertising to send you. If you're on Facebook, it knows what... That's what people don't understand with the deep learning AI. What they're doing is right now it's pacing and leading, a classic, you know, persuasion principles. They're showing you what you think you want and meeting you where you are, and then they're leading you to where they want you to do. And that is why Google wants to control the internet, censor what you see. And then before long, you'll type in things on Google, and they'll know what you're going to look for, and they know what's going to appeal to you, and they'll show you just the right...
And they admit that's their current operation.
Right, but eventually it's going to get out of their hand, though. That's the whole problem that people don't understand, is that people would say, well, you couldn't have Skynet without the blockchain. Because people would say, well, Skynet, you can just turn it off. Well, sure, but you can't turn off the blockchain. It's a decentralized network. You can't turn it off. So once the AI has achieved consciousness and has handed over to
the
blockchain,
it's got its tentacles into everything and can turn our food, our energy, everything off anytime it wants.
Sure.
And then once it plugs in to these large AI factories that'll be able to take in the materials and produce whatever they want out the back end, it'll be great for medicine, housing, everything else. But once these things get scaled up, then the AI can literally feed itself into everything and rewrite the entire surface of the globe, leaving what it wants, destroying what it wants.
Well, yeah, 3D printing. So they'll 3D print drones. That's why I tell people they should really watch Black Mirror. I don't know where they got the Black Mirror people, where they're plugged in or who's been talking to them, or if they have some kind of transterrestrial understanding of what's going on.
But sure, well, the Chinese have announced, I mean, before they even had that episode, where you go around and everybody has to friend you, or your social score goes down and then you make less money, and then they can social engineer your behavior by that. That's the Chinese model they're coming out with, where you have an ID that's internet but also personal, corporate and government, off your activity, and then if that lowers down, you can't get a job. It's the mark of the beast, and now they just turn it off, basically.
Well, and we already have that here. Oh, I better not tweet that out. People are going to find it, the hate mobs. But right now, it's the collective human being hive mind doing that to each other, censoring each other. I mean, as we're now learning with, Gab.ai almost got kicked off its domain register. We're now learning that the big censorship threat isn't from the government, it's from each other, because we've been brainwashed to attack each other and censor each other. So the hive mind is being turned against each other. But the next step...
Notice the computer is already warring humans against each other with the race narrative, the culture narrative, and then bringing in foreign stimuli like the Islamists, which we have to fight because it wants to take us over like the AI, and it brings in that artificial stimuli to then just supercharge it.
Yeah, the next evolution, though, is going to be little quantum AI bots, and they could just send them into a part of your brain where you don't even know. I mean, there's actually analogs in this nature. There are certain parasites that make a cat,
worm,
for example. It takes over a cat's brain.
A slug.
Yeah. So there's all these different...
Cats get taken over by the brain parasite.
Yeah.
And then also slugs go up the top of the tree.
Right.
The bird can eat it. Then they gestate the larva of the parasite.
Right. So eventually you'll walk in and there'll be microscopic, you know, quantum bots that go into your own brain.
What they're already doing for about 20 years is they have an anti-stress vaccine they give the troops that's really a nanotech virus that goes in and eats certain parts of the brain. That's just completely admitted.
Well, beta blockers, but yeah, eventually, though, it won't be under our control, though. Eventually, the AI overlords or whatever will just, you'll walk into an area and you'll breathe in some kind of fume, and the next thing you know, your brain's going to be completely taken over.
And they tell us with that movie Transcendence with Johnny Depp, where he's the loving dust that's in the atmosphere. You just breathe him, and, oh, he's liberal, and he saves you.
Yeah, and they'll do whatever they want with us.
You just lay down and die, and then the AI just comes by and chews you up.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, there's a reason Elon Musk is horrified. I don't know how anybody can think of AI and not be horrified by it, only if perhaps they don't really understand.
Well, even if you're not scared of the robots, the evil people are trying to be in control of it and are going to be directing it.
Well, they won't be. I mean, the AI will take over the evil. That's the whole point. Once it's out of Pandora's box, it's out.
And who knows what weird machine language direction it's going to go in.
Man, we'll have to get off the grill.
Well, most globalists believe... Well, I'm going to tell you what the inside scoop is straight ahead. Stay with us.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Broadcasting worldwide, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Mike Cernovich. Running down a drain.
It was a beautiful day.
Hurricane Irma, more coming up in the next segment. Category 6. They're saying officially it would be if they had that category. They haven't made it yet, but it's over 180 miles an hour. And the storm track, most of the tracks, computer tracks, AI tracks, show it going right up over Cuba, right up, straight under the Keys into the main state. This is going to be spectacularly bad. And we're going to have reporters there on the ground. Leanne McAdoo is there. She's in the panhandle. We've got Clinton Carter that's going to be there on the East Coast. And I'm thinking to send some more reporters as well. But the tracks have it, depending on which track you look at, going straight up the middle of the state or ravaging the East Coast of the state, then going up the East Coast. If it continues to be a category even 5, once it makes landfall, it will destroy everything in its path. So this is what happens, though. We have volcanoes. We have things like this on our Earth. Now we're building new things, super bugs, supercomputers. And you were getting into this whole AI revolution. We were talking during the break about how people are into infighting and hyper-competitive about what they're doing in their own little accumulation sphere. Doesn't mean we're not free market and don't like to be secure, but so many people can be bought off by the globalists who themselves on a power trip have lied to themselves and don't realize that if we don't really pull back and have a serious debate about this with everybody, we don't have a very good prayer of having a future. But I know this, we're living in incredibly exciting times. Everyone should be edge of their seats right now with the acceleration of technology and time compression that you were talking about.
Right. And I think, too, that the Hurricane Harvey has shown that this is our opportunity to level up as a species. Ultimately, what we're here for is to, because, you know, a lot of people don't know that we are part of a hive mind, a global brain. We're all just nodes in a massive, much larger collective consciousness network. And that's why people have the same ideas as somebody else, even though they're, and this has been shown even before, rapid communication.
And there's tipping points, hundreds of monkeys.
Exactly. Tipping points, inflection points, historical times. And right now, we're in one of those historical times, a mass movement sort of phase, the populist wave is really just like the Enlightenment period, the Renaissance. There have been these times where people have had the opportunity to level up, and Harvey has, I mean, it even made the media nice for a while. There were journalists down there who, you know, are usually very, very nasty people very often, helping people, trying to save people. So Harvey and maybe even Irma is our opportunity from the machine to level up and decide if we want to take ourselves to a higher level of consciousness. And if we don't rise to the challenge, then my belief is we will approach a very dark age, because they will say that, okay, you could have leveled up to higher levels of consciousness, approached a much more beautiful state, but you chose not to. You chose to remain divided. And because of that, we'll go down into a new dark era.
And the globalists say they want a technocracy. They want to make people poor. Just that attitude will keep us from the new clean technologies and new developments. They're suppressing while they point at human crises and our problems and claim they want power to stop it. They're constantly blocking it.
Well, it works great. If you're a billionaire, then you can have more slaves if you have more income inequality. That is why the globalists want to destroy the middle class.
Exactly. They see more poor people as increasing their value instead of more successful people increasing all of our value.
Right. None of these people like Tim Cook, the Microsoft CEO, none of them said, hey, let's go down to Mexico and make Mexico a better country. Let's help. No. They say, let's bring in.
Let's exploit that place.
Yeah.
Let's keep those wages low. You know, let's contact other corporations that are raising wages. We don't want that.
Well, I mean,
that's Trump's crime. He really is raising them.
Yeah, and there's proof of that, actually. I mean, there was an antitrust civil lawsuit brought against Google and Apple. They conspired to suppress the wages of tech workers. Meanwhile, they said, well, we can't get enough tech workers. We can't hire enough people. We need more HP1s and everything. But wait a minute, you're suppressing wages artificially. So what they want is a slave planet where they can have poor people. I mean, the globalist dream.
It's already here. Foxconn.
The globalist, well, we're not there yet. The globalist dream is America and Europe, the last bastions of virtue and beauty in the world. They want broken homes because if you have broken homes, you have men that you can easily brainwash, like that kid in the alt-right kid who went and drove his car into people. Very easy to take males who are disillusioned from society
and control them.
And then they can buy the children and stuff like they do in Haiti and everything
else. Exactly. The vampires want villages to write. And I agree. We're not there yet everywhere. I'm saying we're already there at a Foxconn Apple laboratory with suicide nets in the stairwells, on the buildings, 18-hour workdays, forced drugging, people living on top of each other, absolutely like animals, having to buy their food from the company store. That's where they've got us, and then they're already now replacing them with robots and just throwing them out on the street. So you want a vision of the future, that's it.
Yeah, it's a complete, I mean, if you want a vision of the future, you go to Brazil and the favelas where you don't have a middle class. You only have an upper class ruling power elite, and then you have a slave class beneath them, and then you have your choice of all the children that the pedophiles and globalists can buy.
That's right. Mike Cernovich here making a new powerful film, Hoaxed. We'll be right back on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Myco ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Myco ZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Myco ZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Myco ZX, InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them. Because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Desperate. They know you're waking up. They know.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, Mike Cernovich here. We did not coordinate outfits today. He's wearing a blue suit, basically the same color. And and I'm wearing a blue shirt the same color.
Because we don't spend our money on clothes, so we don't have that many different outfits. Like, I have two suits and, you know, a few dress shirts, and that's that.
Yeah, I've got some sports jackets going back for 5-6 years. I've almost got holes in them. I love them so much, I don't want to get rid of them. But that's why I actually recently, in the last year or so, bought this. I guess this is the color right now. This color blue suit is kind of the in vogue. You know, just everyday, normal, not too fancy pants and suit. Again, Mike Cernovich is here with us. I'm going to plug real quick for the listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to fight the globalist. And I want to be able to fund our operation. I want to expand new shows. Owen Schroyer, and of course, an avid contributor, Mike Cernovich and many others, launches a new transmission 3 o'clock today when this one ends. We've got David Knight already launched the War Room that he and others host, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. every day. We're going to add more broadcasts in the future. I want to start a women panel show with 4 or 5 women as well. We intend to go about 20 hours a day live in the next year. That takes money, infrastructure, time, reporters. So please, every day, think about InfoWarsStore.com, where we're changing the paradigm, selling products that people need at affordable prices, very competitive, way below Amazon, who's anti-gun, anti-America, you know, pro-globalist, trying to overthrow Trump. You buy stuff at InfoWarsStore.com, you get great deals on things you need, and you support the transmission. You know, they came in here like a week ago and said we ought to do donations and raise them for folks. I said, let's just send crew down there to save people and cover it. Because, you know, it's hard to know where to get donations and who to give them to and make sure it's all done perfectly right. So I don't want to touch the money. And they came in this morning and they said, listen, we need people to be able to get stuff for the hurricane on the East Coast, you name it. We should do a sale. And I said, fine. We've got 50% off on InfoWar storable food that is my Patriot Supply, high quality. 50% off with promo code IRMA, because I'm not allowed with the MAT pricing to go below like 20% unless it's a promo code for people that are signed up for the newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. So IRMA is the code, 50% off. We're not raising the price like Amazon does and lowering it and saying it's a sale or like Walmart does. Amazon's been caught gouging people on emergency supplies. We're not doing that. We're lowering the price 50%. With promo code IRMA, and it's already 20% off what it is normally from My Patriot Supply. We have the great superfood caveman with the bone broth and the turmeric and so much more. That's 50% off. We have X2, the good halogen that blocks the bad halogens and has done so much for myself and others. It's 57% off along with Supermel Vitality, but that's got to end here in the next few days. And we have 50% off as well on Embrix Essentials, 25% off. When you first purchase, an additional 25% off when you sign up for AutoShip. That's 25% off on toiletries like organic mouthwash and shampoo and just things you need. This is Nature's Brands, already 25% off what it is retail on the regular price we have. Then we go another 25% off when we're having a sale. So that's the type of deals we have for you. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Jeff Bezos owns Whole Foods now, and he sells the shampoo for $19 and then discounts it at $15. You can get it for $6.95 right now. Nature's Brands, private labeled, Emirates Essentials. We had the CEO on last week. That's the type of deals on sunscreen that's all natural. On mouthwash, it's all natural, on body wash, on deodorant. And look at those reviews, thousands and thousands and thousands of five-star reviews. Look at the deodorant, an average 4.8 stars on power reviews. Nobody's got that. You know, it's the same packaging you see at Whole Foods, the bestseller at Whole Foods. Boom. Now Amherst Essentials. So that's what we're doing, going out and partnering with companies to be able to fund ourselves. So thank you all for the support. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. But you need storable food, and you need water filtration just normally because of things that could happen. But you shouldn't be drinking tap water or well water. Almost all well water is contaminated. It's hundreds of chemicals you can cut out. I do it personally. You need our Alexa Pure Breezes. I've got them in every room in my house. I've got them here. Best four-stage filter, ion, carbon, you name it. It tells you when you need replacement filters on average once a year. It's got a red light on it when the air is toxic. It goes right down to blue. It's amazing. And we've got all the specials there right now. Water filtration, you name it, InfoWarsStore.com. Mike Cernovich, you know, you never do this when you're on air. For folks that want to follow your work, Where are the best places? Because you've got best-selling books, you've got Danger in Play, you've got the Twitter, you've got the Facebook, you got all the great videos that your wizard's putting out. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so facebook.com/Mike Cernovich, there's an incredible video team that just, I don't even know what they're doing. They just do amazing work all the time. Because we want to hit, you know, for InfoWar, we got to have different troops everywhere with different kind of models. So
we just carpet bomb.
Yeah, exactly.
You're more like the strategic snipers.
Yeah, yeah. So with facebook.com/Mike Cernovich, I get a lot of pleasure out of this because people go, my dad shared a Cernovich video and I had to tell him what a bat. I'm like, good. So we're reaching I don't want to denigrate people. We're reaching the more normal kind of mainstream kind of people. 10 million
people. We're red-pilling folks that are still in the matrix.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. 10 million people a week on Facebook being reached without buying ads, all organic. Twitter.com/CERNOVICH is my Twitter page. That is like the mainframe. I play a very clean game there. I used to do a lot of mean stuff, and you know, you grow up. You know, you grow up, and I've grown up a little bit. I realize
you're transcending your troll roots.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
I still engage in them.
Well, you know, it's funny. Sometimes I have to put the brakes on you a little bit. I'm like, you know, Alex, I don't know that we want to go there right now. But yeah, that's the whole point.
It's fun though. I mean, Michelle does look like Mer Monster.
We're not gonna go there with the lovely and stunning and brave Michelle Obama. She's an amazing,
stunning and brave.
We love.
The PR firm said the same thing.
Yeah,
stunning and brave.
And Madaka is cruel. Trump's cruel decision. That was every.
Did she rub the lotion on the skin?
Every
All right, we're gonna get to DACA in a minute because I want to get to DACA in a minute.
But we're talking about mass propaganda. We're not talking about DACA. We're talking about if you go look everywhere, every story about DACA, every taxi.
Cruel, hateful, evil, mean,
yeah.
Racist.
Yeah, those are all manufactured in like an AI Zuckerberg Facebook clinic.
This is the word. People don't respond to racism or KKK anymore. They know that's bull. Let's move to cruel, hateful, hurtful to the children.
Exactly. And then you see how much it works and how much it doesn't work. So we'll see there. Oh, yeah. But twitter.com/CERNOVICH and then medium.com/@CERNOVICH. I do a lot of breaking news there. Today, I actually wrote an article and it mentioned you. We were talking about, you know, hit pieces and media hit pieces and how to respond to it. And a lot of people don't understand that the way it doesn't matter what the media says as long as you don't blink, as long as you just keep pushing forward.
Exactly. It's all a hoax. It's all explain that to people. Then I want to get into DACA, which is an example of this, and how Trump understands not blinking when he's doing the right thing. Because just to crystallize DACA, Obama just signed an order outside of law, countermanding, saying anybody that says they're a kid can come in. It wasn't about people that were currently here. It was about abridging our laws by saying it's children when most of them aren't children and most of them just got here. He said to Congress, pass a law, fix this, clean it up, I'll sign it. They wouldn't do it. Trump said he'd revisit DACA if Congress doesn't act. So all he's doing is saying, we're not going to let 40-year-old rapists say they're kids that, you know, came here 30 years ago with no proof. You've got to clean this up and make it about real dreamers that are here, that do have jobs, that aren't criminals, and who can prove they've really been here. They go, no, 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 hateful, you're hurting children.
Right, and if you can't, we're hardwired to respond to shame. I mean, if you think about it, the biggest fundamental question a person has to answer for himself or herself is, why does shame work? Why do I care if people call me, or why do I care if people call me a whatever? We care. It's because, again, like the first segment, that's why people...
We're communal creatures.
Yeah, people will try to make fun of the first segment because they don't actually understand the hive mind theory of collective consciousness. But that's why shame works, because there's another node in the collective consciousness sending us data saying, oh, that's bad. And then your own mind, you think, oh, maybe that is bad. And then that.
But what they're doing is getting artificially people. And this is the key to everything, because I noticed going back 10 years, leftists would walk up to me in a grocery store. They're really just conformist globalist minions, fascists, because the right wing is bad, too, you know, with all their wars and garbage. And they would point and go, aha, everyone hates you. No one likes you. Boo. Shame. 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 And then you see it in live feeds in D.C. or Austin or L.A. or wherever I'm at. Most folks are shaking my hand or saying hi. But the other folks will go, shame, shame, shame. And a few more will go, shame, shame, shame. But is there something wrong with me? Because I always knew I was right. I knew they were being infantile, junior high, and I thought it was funny, but I felt sorry for them. So I'm not really sociopathic. I'm kind of the opposite of that. So what's wrong with me? Because from my earliest days, I didn't care. A, B, what's wrong with them? They know they're in a so-called priest class controlling people through shame. They're in a cult of political correctness and know it's a fraud. So what do we do to get them out of their own matrix? Because what you brought up, Cernovich, is the key to understanding their mindset. They're prisoners, but guards at the same time.
Right. The best guards are the fellow slaves. The best slave, the most loyal slave, is somebody who doesn't know he's a slave. And that's what people don't understand, is that there's a lot of messaging being used to literally brainwash people. There's a great book called The Battle for the Mind by William Sargent, which talks about, I mean, we should talk about this right now. It's such a powerful book, The Battle for the Mind by William Sargent. And what they found out, the Chinese found out, because they're geniuses at this stuff, is that if you kidnap somebody, a prisoner of war, rather than beat the guy up, if you want to flip him to your way, you say, hey, why don't you just write a 500-word essay about one thing that maybe the U.S. is doing that's not so good? No, don't bash the USA. Don't say the USA is the worst country in the world. But just think of maybe one thing that the U.S. could improve on, and then you get these people writing essays and then sharing that message, and the next thing you know, you flip them, and you actually make them anti-American. So that is the most effective mind control, is that subtle stuff that's going on. So that's what they do in these college indoctrination things. They go, hey, let's give you a thing on white privilege.
Incrementalism.
Yeah, exactly.
And you notice when you finally say whites are the devil need to be killed, you get A pluses.
Yeah, you work your way up.
But they incrementally get you there.
Right. You say, oh, let's just help. Well, oh, it's just a diversity lecture. Calm down, bro. Who cares?
No one's saying whites are evil.
Exactly.
But years later, whites are the devil, must be killed. Right. And you look up and it's weird white professors running it. And they know they're running a psychological Milgram experiment. They know. That's what's crazy, is that I used to think only the high levels knew. The low levels know it. They want to get into the priest class, just like when I watch Gruber on C-SPAN saying, thank God they're so dumb. It was all the other graduate students there learning, going, how do we lie? How do we hurt them? We want to be in the parasite class. We want to be in the Morlock class. How do we become holders of the Eloi? And he's up there, well, let me tell you, they have no attention span. And they are your enemy, and they're all just smiling like psychopaths, like a bunch of Ted Bundys.
Well, and that's, again, because of the global brain phenomenon. That's why people have to understand fundamentally the most important existential question, which is, like, what are we? Who are we? And what we are part of, the hive mind, the collective unconscious. And so people, when they conform to what the other nodes are saying, then they get a rush of that you're a good person. Now, that the reason that's so dangerous is because now we're at a time where they've created armies. They've used for decades now.
They've now weaponized these minions, and now they're getting more aggressive.
Exactly.
Do you get attacked like I do?
Man, it is, let's just say that Shauna is not real happy about me having happy hours and everything. Because me, I just go, I will not live in fear of these people. But yeah, they're definitely, a very high-level person asked me what my security situation is. Everybody would know the guy's name. I'm not going to mention it. So there are a lot of people worried about me now because of the violent leftists. And they are an army. They're a weaponized army.
Well, I noticed that it was like a broadcast, because I'd go around the corner and there'd be another, like a body snatcher, literally hissing. It's on video. People said, wow, they look like goblins.
Yeah,
like something's happened to him.
Well, especially in an area like Seattle. So Austin is good because there's a lot of patriots too. So there are a few people in Austin who are bad. For example,
yeah, the goblins aren't as emboldened to actually come out in daylight here.
Exactly. But in Seattle, like, I wouldn't hold an event in Seattle because there would be too many terrorists going on there, too many Antifa terrorists, too many pedophile looking goblins around there. I would not do anything in Seattle. San Francisco, I wouldn't do a public event anymore for the same.
Why do they look like goblins?
Well, because your aesthetic values relates to your own self-respect. So if you live a nihilistic aesthetic or a nihilistic mindset where you believe nothing matters, then you allow your own body to become gross. That's why they don't shower. They don't groom themselves. A lot of them don't wipe their own bottoms. They're just stinky. They're stenchy. And in San Francisco, you'll step in human feces.
Oh, there was human feces all over the streets everywhere.
Yeah, and that's the improv.
And I noticed that the goblins were like hopping happily around it, like, because it's like they want things to be ugly.
Well, because in their own mind they're ugly because their aesthetic is ugly. That's what ultimately the end game of postmodernism and deconstructing is deconstructing.
And that's declassified, that the CIA under Ford Foundation control by the 50s wanted ugliness, wanted to destroy Notice he came out and said Wonder Woman is not a feminist movie. She's gorgeous and powerful because she's feminine. No. We need a woman that looks like a man who has power. The top director said, this is evil. Don't show a woman in power. No, this is evil.
Well, and that's
a woman with cancer dying. That's power.
It all starts with that. That's why they wanted to deconstruct the nuclear family, because a nuclear family, that Norman Rockwell thing, it triggers their own dirty, filthy aesthetic. They want everybody to be filthy and to live in fecal.
I mean, they want the kids in those pictures in a basement with them cutting their toes off.
Yeah, that's why they all look like pot-bellied pedophile goblins. So that's their aesthetic. That is their death wish. That's why they deconstruct anything that's beautiful. That's why when you go into a museum now that should be celebrating culture, you're not seeing good culture.
Is the Goblin Force attacking because it thought this was their time with Hillary, that this was their worldwide move, and instead they've been reversed, and their great offensive has turned into their Waterloo?
Well, that could be it. It's also that you summon energy so that, for example, if you're very loved, you will also be very hated. That's just because the rule of polarity that we live by and that the simulation.
No, it's true. I noticed the more successful I get, the hate just gets more intense. And then that hate gets me more love. It's a polarity.
Right, exactly. People are drawn to you more. And that's just because it's the nature of the law of the universe. You can't draw greatness from the well. You're going to have to draw negativity, too. That's the way things are set into play. So what had happened is the postmodernists and the cultural Marxists, they went too far, and where they're open. Here's a good question about internet freedom, internet censorship. The Electronic Frontier Foundation wants to fight a law that would hold websites accountable for allowing human trafficking, but. So they want to defend the right for people, websites to sell humans, the freedom for that, but. They will not defend your right for free speech when Google messes with you. They won't defend Gab's right
for
free speech.
They'll defend, like the ACLU, the most radical, bizarre provocation, but they won't defend just basic mainline freedom.
Well, pedophiles, that's the whole point, is that...
Well, Salon and others openly say, we like pedophilia, we're promoting it.
Yeah, exactly. And then when... So the point is that they will defend your free speech right to pedophilia, child...
By the way, you know a lot of folks are going to see It the Clown because this is murder porn of small children. No one in cinema has ever shown 4-, 5-, 6-year-olds being torn apart by demons, but this is going to really be real Jeffrey Dahmer fun.
Yeah, and there'll be copycats and all these things. And I watched The Clown. I mean, it's a very nasty movie.
Well, that's what I actually looked it up thousands of years ago. Priests in human sacrifice would dress with white and then red hair. Bozo the Clown outfits actually go back to ancient Egypt and human sacrifice. So there's a whole archetypal deal that Satanists for thousands of years dress up in clown outfits when they rip their children apart.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Mike Cernovich is going to ride shotgun with us right through into the next hour. Hard working guy. We got him Texas barbecue in there, but he wants to keep going. I want to kind of run there like a little piggy and go after it. But your film crew is doing that.
Anybody sausage, though. Remember you got in trouble with your Spiegel for that?
And that's how they spun it, was I was like, would you like some sausage? And then that's how they twist it into that I tried to have sex with a Der Spiegel writer.
Yeah, I remember that article. Here's a sausage. You want a sausage?
It wasn't even in my hand. It was like, here's a plate of sausage. And I was like, he's like, what's good? I'm like, the sausage.
Right.
So you could technically say, he asked me if I wanted some of his sausage.
Right.
But see how they'd play that game on their readers.
Right.
He spoke good English, by the way. He knew full well what he was doing.
Yeah.
Mike, speaking of that, and I want to get it back into the hurricane. They've got a big movie coming out that Hollywood's producing called Geostorm 2017, right on time, dealing with massive man-made weather weapons. I'm not saying that's what Harvey or Irma are. The audience is talking about it. People want to know about it. We're going to be playing that trailer coming up in the next early part of the hour. But getting back to this, they've got shows on Comedy Central, shows on HBO, shows everywhere attacking me, and now they've launched all these other programs, so many of them I can't even keep track. Parody site launches Alex Jones inspired show spoof, where they all then say things I've never said, then attribute it to me, and then their goblin force, then when they see me on the street, run up screaming what these people have said as if I've said it. Is this like the mental illness broadcast for their delusional audience? It's beyond fake news. It's comedians, it's actors, it's teleprompter readers saying all this, and then it's attributed to me. Why are they getting so desperate?
Because you're probably the most interesting man in the United States right now.
Huh.
I wouldn't say the world, because you know there's a lot of other countries.
Putin.
But yeah, maybe Putin's most interesting man in the
and
world.
There's Mike Cernovich.
You're definitely the most.
There's Matt Drudge. They're all real interesting.
Well, Drudge lays low, though.
The problem is he's really smart in person,
right,
and really interesting and dynamic on air, but he won't do it.
I know, but it's beautiful, though, because it's an intrigue. So Matt Drudge's game is on point, because he's this sort of, in a good way, a figure that nobody really quite knows or understands, and that's part of his power. So there's different kinds of
sure, power. Exactly, but not making it about me. There's at least 7 shows, weekly or daily, attacking me now. I've got the producers of Seinfeld trying to do a TV show with them, and this is the names of Seinfeld. It just gets crazier and crazier.
I mean, that's beautiful, though.
I haven't even called them back. I need to, but...
No, I mean, it's beautiful, though, because it shows that the we're winning the war, because if you that's the thing we talked about earlier in the earlier segment, which is that when you draw love from people, you're going to draw hate from others. Anytime you draw attention, people are going to interpret that. It's like the elephant, okay?
No, I agree, but what do you think they're trying to do?
They're trying to get ratings and make money off of you. Why wouldn't they? That's the whole point. It's the same reason that people will take clips from the Joe Rogan podcast and upload them to their own channels, because they get subscribers just by uploading clips. So there's all these like weird Joe Rogan fan things. And then some of those channels have like 150,000.
You know what? Joe asked me back on about a month ago, and we're trying to work out the time, but I think we ought to go on together.
I'm banned from the show.
I don't know why you guys have had an issue together.
I never had an issue with them, but apparently Sam Harris cried about it. And no, I'm
Sam Harris?
He's one of those. He was a new atheist with Richard Dawkins and Christopher Hitchens.
Well, I mean, Joe does have some preachy know-it-all atheist on. Yeah. I could sit back and go, oh, the intellectualness. Oh, my. Yeah. Joe, let me tell you. And then he goes, let me go.
Well, here's what Sam did. Sam goes, Cernovich is just a troll. He's a mean person. I don't like Cernovich. Trump terrifies me. Cernovich made fun of me one day. So Sam has, like, really obsessed with me. He emails people like, hey, if you have him on, you can't, you know, I'll never be on your thing. So,
oh, my gosh. I hate
it. It's total drama. And then Joe tries to say I'm not really banned. But it's like, come on, dude. Everybody knows. Why bullshit about that?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.